If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're here on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media, all one word, except on Spotify. It's Catholic Audio Media, three words. And definitely check us out. You can also find us also through Salem as well. And don't forget, you can hear us on our website, stanthonyalston.org. S-T is saint. So anyway, we're talking about these statements that come out from the Pope, and the big one, the one that's got everyone going, ah, shit, and others going, yay, and both of them don't understand it, is the idea of blessing same-sex couples and people in irregular marriages. The blessing is simply a blessing. It's not a ritual. It's not a, okay, we'll do this kind of marriage thing. No, it's just a blessing. And it's blessing the people who are coming looking for God's assistance, guidance, help, and strength. And this is something that a lot of people, especially those who are, these are the rules, flipped. They flipped over. That's it. We're done, the whole bit. Okay. And they, again, they don't understand it. They're the ones who will turn around. And if the Pope suddenly said, we need a pastoral way to explain how to stop at a stoplight, they'd flip. Absolutely not. What are you kidding me? This is the rule. You need to follow the rule. Whereas, in fact, you do need a pastoral way to stop at a stoplight, as I talked to you yesterday. Someone needs to understand the real reason why you stop at a stoplight is not because it's the law. It's because if you don't, you'll kill someone. That simple. Bingo. And explain that pastorally. Because that's the real truth. Yes, it's the law. You can get a ticket. Why can get a ticket? Because if they don't stop you from stopping at a stoplight, you're going to kill someone. So ultimately, if you have it in your mind, even if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I have to stop at a stoplight. And when no one's around, it's because ultimately, if I don't do this, I'll build the habit of going through them and I will kill someone. There you go. So ultimately, you have someone who may be in a regular relationship. Maybe you do have two people who are in a same-sex relationship. It's not, it may be a civil marriage, it may not. It's not a sacramental marriage. And this is something the New York Times, which I rarely read, but occasionally I listen to their, no, I don't read, but I listen to their podcast occasionally if they have something interesting. And they came out and said, yeah, but the Pope stopped short of LGBTQ, kind of forget how they put it, couples being married in a Catholic church. That's never going to happen, because even heterosexual couples can be prevented from getting married in a Catholic church. Why? Because the sacrament of marriage has two purposes: procreation and unity of the couple. Okay? The latter can be fulfilled in a marriage. The former cannot in a same-sex marriage, or in a heterosexual marriage where the couple refuses to have children or some other reason. So it's for those two reasons in that order, and that's why you will never have a same-sex marriage in the Catholic Church, because it can't fulfill the two sides for a sacramental marriage. At the same time, there are heterosexual couples that cannot get married in the Catholic Church because they refuse to support point A, procreative reason. And that's why. So when the New York Times says, but the Pope stopped short, well, no, the Pope couldn't go any further. You know, he couldn't turn around and say, yes, we're not now going to have sacramental same-sex marriages. But the New York Times did not understand that, because always understand, the secular media does not understand religion. Repeat after me, boys and girls. The secular media does not understand religion. Always understand that, okay? And that goes for everyone who's listening. All the Christian faiths, the whole bit, who may be listening, evangelicals and everything else, they can say it too. The secular media does not understand religion. Thank you. Okay, so that's why the New York Times got that wrong. Well, what is the Pope saying? You know, the people, especially some priests who are, you know, raising the flag and getting all upset, you will find that for the most part, they deal with very limited congregations or very limited areas. Maybe they're college professors. Maybe they're in, you know, a nice suburban parish that is pretty homogeneous of what's going on. Maybe there are a lot of things, but they don't deal with the realities of every day that the Pope is talking about from his time as a bishop and an archbishop in Buenos Aires, who wanted priests to actually be among the people. And they don't get that. And because they don't get that, they don't understand the issues. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to experience Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, I'm going to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. So if you were looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about test driving one, so to speak, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, I understand that you may want to come to church to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and you say, well, I'm not ready to contribute yet. So what do I do when the collection basket comes around? I'm going to ask you to do this. Write down on a piece of paper the word radio and put that in the collection basket. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. It doesn't go for any other church, any other parish. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you, along with the putting radio down on a piece of paper. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, conveniently located just a stone's throw away from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. I am assuming you will not throw the stone. So anyway, we're talking about this reality of understanding the issue of blessing same-sex couple. So anyway, you have two people who have come to understand that they are attracted to people of the same sex. Okay? There is nothing in the history of anything that says that's not possible. Okay? What I actually think is the reality is that in previous years and millennia and everything else, especially look at David and Jonathan, there was a deeper understanding of friendship and a deeper bond of friendship that we understand in our present world today. And I really think that's part of all of this. You know, and so that may be in different cultures, there were deeper experiences of friendship. When I was in the Navy, we went to Asia, and I remember when I was in Hong Kong, they told us ahead of time, if you're in a bar in Hong Kong, do know that two men dancing together is perfectly normal in this culture, which, by the way, in our own culture is not. And I literally saw a shore patrol run in San Diego, run and tackle two guys who stood up to dance together, which would be normal in Hong Kong. It's not normal in the United States, at least in the military. And therefore, you have this reality of a cultural shows some cultural differences. So I really think part of this is we have a less profound understanding of friendship in our own culture than they did in previous cultures, such as in the time of David and Jonathan. So, but say, for example, they're coming together and they want their relationship blessed. Now, that gives the priest a perfect time to explain that blessing is, you know, ask them the most important question, which all these people who are getting all upset do not ask: are you people of prayer? Because if you're just coming up, you know, willy-nilly just to do that, it doesn't mean anything. Are you people of prayer? Because the most important thing you need to do, and that's in any relationship, is to be people who pray and be people of prayer. And then talk to them about that. Yeah, I'll be willing to bless this, as the Pope explained, I could do this, providing I want you to understand, this isn't just something that just two people come up and do. Are you people of prayer? And when I do a wedding, I always remind the couple that prayer is essential. It is absolutely essential in their marriage. And it's really central. So that's the first thing I would do. Are you people of prayer? And are you willing to offer yourself up to the Lord and say, Lord, lead us and lead us where you are calling us to be? And are you willing to allow where the Lord is leading you? And, you know, if the answer is yes to all that, that gives you an even more profound reason to say, okay, I will pray that all that you are looking for, you will find as the Lord leads you to him. And there you go. There you go. It's catechesis. It's not a test or anything, because he said, don't do a test. I wouldn't do that. It's catechesis. It's a great opportunity for catechesis for anyone coming up for a prayer and a blessing. So we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.